Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
I think it's great. Everybody made it. Let's get this party started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy Podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barb Triple E, really.
And I'm Steve.
And we have a returning guest. This is our first returning guest. Woohoo! If we count Steve, though, he just kept coming back. So we just love
him. He's a regular. He's a regular.
We have a returning guest. We have Diablo. Hello, Diablo.
How y'all doing?
All right, great. So, true to our format. So, have you been listening to the other episodes of Diablo? I know you've got to get caught up on some of them.
Yeah, I've listened to a couple of them. And I'm sorry I missed Sunday. I don't know. I just had a brain aneurysm and forgot about it.
You could use Roger's excuse. My wife had a birthday and I forgot about it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I did. I forgot about it. And I didn't have any birthdays either.
I don't recommend forgetting it.
Well, along our format of this is just a bunch of current swingers, old swingers that are sitting on the front porch kicking it, talking about our story. So if you happen to show up on the front porch, you're welcome. Sometimes we've got to bring it to the back room if we have little ears around listening. But I think this time we're still on the front porch. For those of you who, when you're listening to this, if you hear us talk about a past podcast and you want to find them, they're all on our website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Smash all those words together. There are no periods or anything else. It's beyondmonogamypodcast.com. That's also where my email is. Roger's email is, Mandingo's tip jar is, because he does all this for free and he puts those great commercials in. Now, last time we ended up with, we need to start with do we have a song, a news story, or word? Do we have any of those? Oh, Steve's got a word.
I have a word.
Okay,
of course, I have a word.
With word. What's the word?
Okay. Now, we'll tell you the word, but you have to wait till I'm done to get the full effect of this. It's called the Bayou Bullfrog. Everybody's scratching their head.
Bayou Bullfrog. Are you done? So do we get to...
No. Yes, you get to guess.
The Bayou Bullfrog.
It sounds terrible.
So is it when you're in a 69 position and both of you are doing raspberries on the other person?
Oh, God. Well, hey, that's as good a guess as I would have.
Yeah, it's got to be a good guess.
Crap.
Roger?
Anything that says bullfrog.
This is going to be bad. This mental picture, I can't get out of my head. So I'm just picturing like a girl just putting in overtime, blowing you. She's sweating, okay? I mean, she's pouring sweat. It's probably just the AC's broke, but I mean, it was time for a good blowjob. And you blow a load, and she's trying to swallow it, but also burps.
Oh God!
I may be wrong about the sweating part. I may be wrong about the sweating part.
That's where the bayou comes from. That's where the bayou.
Oh my God!
Sorry. Mom,
that is incorrect, but that's a great guess. I love it. The Bayou Bullfrog is the act of inserting your scrotum testicles in the vagina while you are balls deep in her pussy. A successful attempt will result in the discomfort for both parties, followed by the expulsion of the balls from the vagina, which resembles a bullfrog crawling out of the mud in the bayou.
Oh, I was way off.
Okay, so if we're playing right, Never Have I Ever, if we're playing yeah. Never Have I Ever, I got to answer that I've done this.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
I did it. I did it with my first husband.
He could put his balls in your pussy.
Yes, he could. He liked it. He was really, that was his thing. He liked it.
Wow.
And Janet, wow. That's why you are, Janet, that is why you are our fearless leader.
And she's our exactly. Bayou Bullfrog.
And I didn't
really Bayou Bullfrog.
He's participated in the Bayou Bull. Now, is that an Olympic event?
Oh, I don't know. That could be an X Games Olympic event, right? not just the Olympic Sex Olympics. It's the X Games. It's the one that's over there that's extra kinky.
Oh yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
that could be a yeah.
You know,
that could be a division all of itself.
Right. We have the Olympics and then we have the X Games, which goes into the kinks, right?
Okay. Yeah.
The kink is here.
Yeah. So, Roger, what's your song?
Nights in White Satin by Moody
Blues. Oh, yeah.
I can
That's a good one.
Breathe deep the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room.
Anytime that song is played, I didn't want to be do anything but be fucking, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And instead...
Did y'all get it?
Sitting in class at school or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did y'all get a chance to listen to the Whisper song?
Yes, I did.
He did. Yeah.
Pretty good.
I
did. Huh?
I liked it.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Okay. I do have a news story if anybody does not have one. But this is more of a question. I asked Grok today for a sex news story that I could talk about and see what would happen. And first it was like, I said, I need to do it for a podcast. And it came up with four different scenarios that you talk about. And it wasn't really, they weren't real news. They were just like, hey, you should talk about this on the podcast. No. So then I said, I need a story about sex that's an unusual story. And I did not know, I had not heard about this show, but Grok showed up with and said, on FX and Hulu, there's a series called Dying for Sex, which is based. Have you really? I was going to ask if anybody's seen it because it's based upon the true story of Molly Kogan. Molly, who passed away in 2020 at age 45, was a cancer patient diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. After her diagnosis, she left her husband and explored her sexuality, documenting her journey in a podcast and later a book titled Screw Cancer, Becoming Whole. The series, which premiered on April 4th, 2025, has brought renewed attention to her story, focusing on themes of sexual discovery, self-empowerment, and facing mortality. So I read that. I was like, okay, I either want to watch this or... find out from somebody else, is it any good? And then my head went to, if I found out that I was dying, what would I do that I haven't already done? Or what would I try next? Or what would your last sexual supper be? What would you do the night before you're supposed to die? Am I too deep here for you?
No.
I think it's just spin it with L.
Understood.
I know that's pretty lame. But,
no, but that's not. I mean, that's L. That's the close love and the close sex.
You know, especially, you know, we've been together 40 years.
Yeah.
Right. You
know, so it's one of those deals. I'd want to spend it with Al.
Well,
that's a good answer.
That's a good answer. It's romantic and wonderful. I don't know if it really fits for our Beyond Monogamy, but it is.
I'm sorry.
No, so, it's not an answer.
Yeah, not your okay. last your last diet. Like,
that's
okay.
like sorry, 6 months. 12,
okay.
12
hours so, okay. Okay.
Six months before.
What's your last sexcapade?
Right.
My last sexcapade?
So 1 week before you die. So I know that the last night before you die, the night before you die is with L. But the week before, is there something you're going to do that you haven't done before? Or is there something you'd like to repeat doing?
Repeat, yes. I want to sit there and watch her have one of her gangbangs with about her 20 favorite men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's no good.
Just want to sit there, watch her enjoying herself. So, yeah.
Yep.
And then, of course, that's what I myself.
And I don't mean to take this more morbid. I do have another direction that where I'm going to take this podcast, because there's something I'm going to ask. There's something I'm going to ask Diablo in a little bit. But go ahead, Roger. What would you do?
So I'm going to open a new credit card. And then I'm going to, I mean, Vegas, I'd burn it out quick. So I'm going to go to like Japan or Korea with a lot of cocaine and a fresh bottle of Viagra and tell them to kick me out when my credit card hits its limit. I'm just going to run through a house like nobody's ever done it.
John Daly.
Yep. I don't think you'd have to go that far, would you?
Yeah.
Barbie, what would you do? What would you do, Barbie?
Oh, I would. I want a cum bath. I want these youngins to just all over, completely coated. Just lay there naked as a jaybird. I'd help out, but I want them to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Lay there and let them do it.
Oh, yeah. 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 Anyway, they even come. So you can fuck me. You can
bury me in jizz. No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly.
The credit card, I would have to take the credit card and I would have to go to France and I'd have to go back to Paris and go to Moon City and fuck around there and then go to Eclipse the same night and then go to Du Plus Du where I had the wonderful clock where I fucked the 19 guys and then, you know, probably the next day go down to Cap d'Agde because I haven't talked to you about the stuff that goes down at Cap d'Agde, but that's the biggest swinger party that's in the world that's down there with those 40,000 people that's there. I would have to do something very similar to that. So we've done those. Diablo, I heard from a birdie at the party that you were not at last week. Okay. And all I can say is you missed a good fuck because that was a lot of fun. Sorry that you weren't there.
Dang it.
I heard you were there the night before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I heard you were there the night before, but you know, we had a great time. I heard from Lola that you have a story to tell about the time that your mother found something of another woman's.
Yeah.
That was kind of daring. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, you know, this was after one of our parties, and we were always finding weird stuff laying around, like, you know, somebody's underwear or somebody's bra or something like that. So I found somebody's bra laying on my desk, and because I have a office in my house, and so I just stuck it in my top drawer, and I knew it wasn't Miss Diablo's because it was too little, but you know, it's a pretty good size as far as that goes. So I just stuck it in my drawer with my mom. Came after a few days after that, and we're talking about something financial, and so I opened my desk drawer to get something out of there, and that bra was laying there, and mom says, "Who is that?" And she, it was obvious it wasn't Miss Diablo's, and I was at a total loss for words. I just shut the drawer and changed the subject.
Never, you didn't come up with the lie.
No. No, and we never got back to the whose bra was that, you know. So
you're better off.
I don't know what she said or what she thought, you know.
That was, that's fabulous. Oh,
that was big time embarrassing.
But look at the wonderful story it is.
I forgot about that.
Oh, man, I like fantastic.
I like to have a stroke when I started laying there. Oh my God, what, how am I going to explain this?
And I come up what would you tell him? What line would you come up with? Steve, what line would you come up with?
Oh my gosh.
What would you tell her?
I'd have to tell her it belonged to Elle. We got a little frisky and decided to have some fun on the desk.
It was not her size.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't
it was
her
pretty
size.
Obvious it wasn't
it
her
was
size.
Obviously not her size. It was obvious it did not belong to Miss
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The dog drug it in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
We've had dogs bring stuff on. We've had them bring socks. We've had, shoes. Hey,
leave it right on the desk. The dog drug it in earlier. I posted it on the neighborhood Facebook page.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think she'd bought any of that.
No, I don't think so. I think you handled it in the best way. Let's change the subject and move on.
And she never brought it up again. I didn't either.
Thank God. She didn't want to know.
Yeah.
Or you say, well, it was a white elephant. We went to a surprise birthday party. Gag gifts, surprise party, just a gag gift.
That's
we thought it was funny.
I could have come up with a bunch of answers. It'd give me 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right. But right then, I've told this story on other episodes. So if I repeat myself, I'm not old. I know I did it, but it's very pertinent here. There was a time when I was having a vanilla party. It was a vanilla Christmas like breakfast brunch, and I my daughter was there, my two of my daughters were there, they were, I think, in their 20s or something. They were there, and our very good friends Bill and Miranda, who just happened to be in the lifestyle but also are like our bestest friends forever. So Bill and Miranda were there because Miranda had just finished a quilt or something for my daughter, and it was Christmas and it was there. And my house was on a busy street that you could see. If you were good enough, you could see in the circular drive in front where the guests would park. It was very rare that they parked in the front, but if I had guests, they would. And Bill and Miranda had to park their car in the front of it. And there's a knock on the door, and it was Doc, the puppy Doc, and his wife. And they were standing there, and I answered the door, and he reached in and kissed me while my daughters were sitting in the living room looking out the front door. And he's like, "Are you guys having a party?" Okay, because that was his big fear, was that he would not be invited to our parties. Now, you would think to yourself, why would he do this at lunch? Because we had had a brunch party that was very successful. And I don't think I invited the doc to that one. And so I happen to like to give fuck parties at times when I'm normal and awake. Okay. So I'm typically a morning person. So I like to fuck around at 10:30 or 11 a.m. But he reached in and he said, all bubbly and stuff, "Are you guys having a party?" He kissed me and he grabbed me as I was coming, as he walked in. And then he sees there's Bill and Miranda, but then there's my two daughters. And I say to him as I pull away, "Here's my daughters. Okay. This is my daughter and this is my other daughter. And, no, we're not really having a fraternity party. This is a family party." Okay, because again, as we said in the last episode, you need to lie as close to the truth as possible. And so he's like, "Well, I wanted to drop off my present," and he leaves us a present, and then he leaves and they leave. And then my daughter's question is, "Why did he kiss you like that?" And I said, and this is the truth, I know that his wife does the driving all the time, I said, I think he was inebriated.
Yeah.
I think he was Christmas drunk. Okay. I think good he answer. Had a little too much punch. And so he was Christmas drunk. His wife drives when and she happened to be driving. I think he was Christmas drunk. And that was the lie. And it was the outright lie.
But that was a fast one. Good one.
Yeah.
But, well, it was like, what do I say to my kids? Okay. Oh. Yeah, Mom, I just saw this guy grabbing your ass and kissing him. Is this your husband? Is he, do you do this with all of your friends? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're like that with all of our friends. last episode, I gave you guys some homework, and I did not have Diablo listen to the last episode, but we talked about, we have a new product we think that we would like to eventually see developed. The new product is anal beads that you wrap around your waist. Okay. Well, and okay, in my head, it was just a waist belt that was anal beads that you could take off of being a waist belt and use it as anal beads. And that way, these guys took it a little bit further, Diablo. They thought that it was, it wraps around your waist and then you can unwrap it and use it like as an anchor. The waist is your anchor and it's a tail that you can then use as the tail gets used as anal beads. So you still have, so it's like a double necklace or double waistlet or whatever, with one part of it being unhooked.
It has a name. The actual thing is called a cummerbund. That's what the chain is that the women wear around their belly. You know, it has a name. So I thought, oh, that almost sounds like Kama Sutra. So what if you called it cummerbund?
A cummerbund?
Yeah, cummerbund.
Their assignment was name it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I got two possible names, but the backstory was that there was a top 10 list of the best pieces of ass to get in 2025, and one of them was women with waist beads.
A waist chain.
And this is where the conversation took off. So I came up with two here. It depends. So if it's in the old Adam and Eve catalog or something, you know, it might be called like Bejeweled Bliss.
Bejeweled Bliss.
But if you're on your way to a party and you stop in one of those skanky little shithole sex stores, it's got the weirdo sitting at the counter or just an unassuming woman, and we're all going to pretend like it's not weird and perfectly normal. You know, it's just always so awkward. And it's that person at the counter that makes it awkward. You know what I mean? Anyway, if it's sitting on the shelf next to the Jeff Stryker penis pump and the Doc Johnson annihilator, it's called Bum Bling.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I like that. I like that.
Because I was calling it wanal beads, which is waist anal, wanal beads. Okay. Just smashed together. Waist and anal. Because they're not anal beads. They're wanal beads because they go waist and then eventually into your anus.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, when I looked it up, first of all, you know, like I said, it had a name, but then it says like they're very, like they go back hundreds of years because they symbolize femininity, sensuality, and spiritual well-being. So,
right.
You get that stuff up your ass, you're going to feel really good. You're going to be hot, sexy, and go, woo!
So I got a question about them. And I think I probably written most of my sex education came from Penthouse Forum, and one of the stories in there that I remember was about anal beads. When the girl's fixing to come or right before she comes, you jerk them out of there, and she has a really big orgasm.
Right.
Has anybody ever had some jerked out of there?
Oh yeah, I've done it several times.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We're
playing Never Have I Ever. I'm also raising my hand on that. And the thing is, if we were discussing if it's done correctly, and so I don't like the term jerked.
I was going to say reference. I don't think we're starting a chainsaw here.
Yeah.
Right, and that's not like so. If you're doing a guy and you've got anal beads in and you're getting ready to come and he jerks them out of you, I'm kicking the guy across the room. Okay,
because
what that was meant for. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you pop them out, it's an act of, and it has to be at the right time. You put them in there to start with. Slowly put them in there. Use a lot of coconut oil. Put them in there. Yeah. Get busy making her really happy. Making her lick around and make the clit really swollen. And then you start, if you start fucking her or somebody else starts fucking her, have the other person that's standing there, whoever's in the room, because this is typically what it is the other person will lean over and it's their job to slowly pop them out with a rhythm one at a time. And what happens is they run across the other side of the G spot. Okay, they run across that G spot there, and it really does make for a great starburst orgasm. No other way for me to describe it. If it's done right, yes, it's a wonderful feeling.
But you just kind of slowly pulled them out. You're not jerking them out of there.
No, it's not a jerk out.
But this is a pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, yeah, and I've done that before, and it worked pretty dang good. I've never asked somebody how to do it. I'm fixing to jerk these out of you. Are you ready for that?
Right.
I've never done that. So I've always had that.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Right. And they were like, I'm fixing to jerk these out of you. I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah. No,
no. No, you're not. I'm finding another partner. Okay.
I was afraid of getting kicked in the balls about that time. So
pretty much. If you said that where you said that word to me, jerk these. Now, if you turn to me and whisper in my ear, I'm going to slowly pull these out when you say you're ready. And you say it in that little sexy voice, and then you nibble on my neck as you're fucking me and do all that other stuff. Oh, yeah. Then I'm happy. Right. Yeah. So it's called work the mood. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done a version of that before, and it was pretty good. But I didn't think I was getting the full effect of it. So I'll have to talk somebody into doing that again.
Yeah. There you go. A new mission.
Yeah.
Right. It takes a while. Now, if you bring them at the next party, I'll show you how it's done. That's fine. Okay.
Oh, yay.
It's
a date.
Yes, that is. And this is all because Barbie's husband, he showed me how to use these and make myself very happy with those things. They just have to be used correctly. And so the thing is, if a girl is wearing a bum beads around her waist, that should be a very good sign that you have somebody who's very open to those things.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of 6 or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues, just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
And but again, like if you take the attitude of, let me know when you're ready to have me jerk these out.
I didn't believe every story in penthouse form, but they got a lot of good. Yeah. They had a lot of good ones in there. I hadn't seen it in a long time, but that was around college age.
Oh, those were so much fun to read.
Yeah, yeah, they were.
And they were.
You had to fight for porn back then. You know?
Yes, you did.
That's the problem. Is the porn is not instructive, though. It's not.
Oh, no,
not
now.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But back then, you were like, oh.
Oh, yeah. And every teenager's got a free-flowing stream of it coming in his bedroom every night.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know. Yeah.
I'd hate to have it when I was that age, because I'd probably stayed at home and beat myself to death.
I was going to say, I'd have never left the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm good.
Yeah. So tell me about your worst experience in the lifestyle, Diablo. Have you ever had a really bad one?
Well, this it's a, the story I was going to tell was the lady I've come to the parties with before.
Yeah.
I'll call her Betty.
Okay.
She was living with this guy for quite a while, and they broke up a couple of years ago. She caught him fooling around on her, and they're in a lifestyle, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So he had a fantasy that he wanted to he lived with her, but he had another place out in the east of there, and he wanted to listen to her on the phone and us videotape us fooling around while he was at his place at his granddad's house, who's it was. So I go over there and we get him on the phone. I got the camera set up and we're fooling around, and he's listening to us, and I hear something like a car door sound like, so she says, what are you doing? And then she's moaning and groaning. She's into it, and I'm into it. You know, we're having a big time. And he says, well, don't mind that. Just keep going. And, well, what are you doing? He said, after we prompt him a little bit, he says, I come out of the house because my cell phone's battery is about to run down. So I go out to the car to charge it back up. And he's smoking a joint out there. He flicks the ashes off out the window. It falls out the window. He gets out of the car to get the joint, and he's naked. And the car door slams, and he knocks his keys in the car. He's standing out there.
Oh!
I said, I can't fuck in this weather. We were laughing our ass off. I'm standing out there.
That's fabulous.
So that was a, but we were well into it at that point, so it wasn't really a mood killer, but it was a mood killer from that point forward.
For him.
We got pretty good phone sex and on the tape. But
how did he get
him
back in the car?
I don't know.
Hey, I hang up on him.
I guess he went and broke a window or something to get back into the house.
Really?
I don't know if the neighbors saw him or not. But, that was hilarious. That was at the end. That might have been the worst experience I've had.
Oh, his name started with an M. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah,
you know,
he was so weird. This dude, you guys, he was a lurker. Like, I would be
description.
I would be fucking in a room, and doing some guy, and he would come in and just stand in the corner, and like just stare at us. And I know that you've told people to do this before, Roger, to let them be a wallflower or whatever, and tell them if they want to dip their toe in and get it right. This guy did it all the time. Okay.
Yeah,
he would
weird.
Walk into the room, and he would just he was a creepy. It was something about him was so creepy. I didn't want to do him. I never did him because he would just sit there and watch. And there was only one point I was on top of, I was two guys in. We were, you know, I think it was Eiffel Tower, whatever you want to call it. One was in behind me, one I was doing in front.
Two guys in at the same time.
Yeah, I was two guys. I was doing two guys. And I look over, and there's that guy. And he comes over, and he just puts his hand on my ass, like just softly. And I turned and looked at him, and the one guy goes, "Holy crap, I've never seen you look like that."
Oh.
Like, "Janet, are you okay?" And I was like, "No, I'm not okay." Because I didn't want to do this guy. Okay. I just did not want to do this guy. And he was so creeper.
And he would, you know, I was pretty good friends with him. So they'd invite me over pretty regular. And we'd go to dinner, and he'd fire up a joint right at the restaurant.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And we would have to get away from him. He'd the manager at this one place come and ask him, you know, man, you can't do that right here. He said, well, I don't know why not. Because it's against the law.
Oh, my God. So yeah.
He was crazy.
Don't want to be around anybody like that.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. So she finally run him off, which was a good thing. We would sit there and be talking, and we'd be bantering back and forth, and it'd go right over his head. And we'd be talking about him, and he wouldn't even know it.
So he was too stoned.
Yeah, maybe so. Probably was, matter of fact.
Yeah. That reminds me of another story. So I told you, on another podcast, I discussed the time when a very good friend of ours died, and I was supposed to take care of her the week after she ended up dying. And we had these reservations at this resort that had a whole bunch of different little cabins and rooms and stuff. And Fabio says, let's go anyway. We've made this reservation. Let's go and enjoy ourselves. And so we go there the first night, and we find out that Fabio is so lucky that we have landed in this Silver Swingers set of, there's cabins up the hill that have 55 different couples that are all there. They're all fuckable. And we go out to have dinner with one that we had met them off of, I don't know, it was SLS or C4P or whichever, SDC or whatever. And we'd had dinner with them, and they tell us that they're here with a bigger group. And we're like, okay, what's about the bigger group? And they're like, we're here all week long. So we go up to these cabins, and we're invited up there on each night. These people will go from cabin to cabin, and they have themes. You know, one night is lingerie night. One night is, you know, 60s night or whatever. It's really cute. They're like, yeah, you can come along and play with us. And so I am at this group. We're in a cabin. There's 8 different rooms in this cabin. So it's a big cabin, and there's probably 16 people that are in this room. And the 16 people are all in different areas. And one couple, we meet the couple, and he tells us that he is a local, that he works in the area, and he works driving one of the shuttle buses back and forth. And he's not a really good looking guy or anything. And I tell myself, I don't really want to do him. I will avoid him. I can avoid him, no problem. Okay. And so I avoid him pretty good. At one point, we're in the group room where everybody is on the bed and naked bodies. I am in the middle of the bed. People are between my legs. People are left and right of me. The one guy that's fucking me between my legs, he happens to be this guy from Minnesota. And so he's talking like he's from Minnesota. And he's a great guy, and he's giving me a good time. And this other guy that I didn't want to do gets on the bed. And, you know, I'm terrible at telling people no. And so I'm in a situation where I really can't say no to this guy, but he is naked. And he has these skin tags that are hanging off of his balls like it's fucking raining.
Oh,
skin
tag. No. I'm sorry.
Right? I look over and see these skin tags, and I'm like, I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to do this. And he, like, brings his dick over kind of near my face. He wants me to suck on his dick, and all I can see is the skin tags. And I must have this look of fear on my face. And the guy from Minnesota, bless his heart, okay, because he sees this. And he goes, Janet, let's go in the other room together. I want you and only you. And he clears these people out, okay? Like, I had a second date with this guy and his wife because they are now yearly friends that we see them whenever they come into town. Okay. But he was so empathetic, sexually empathetic, social, emotional, sexual, emotional intelligence. He read on my face that I did not want to be done by this dweeb. And he read on my
face fear. And he saw and the ball sack.
So he just grabs me and he just kind of pushes everybody else aside and goes, all right, me and Janet are going to the other room together. See ya. And so he takes me into the other room and I'm like, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we finished fucking and I completely avoided this guy the rest of the week. But in my head, this is in my nightmares. If you want to, if you tell me, Janet, you've got to lose your excitement. Okay, I know guys do it by doing granny panties, granny panties. I go to skin tags, skin tags, skin tags, and I'm done.
And that's the same thing as junk awards.
I think he had him because he was sitting all the time driving the bus or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't genital warts. I've seen a genital warts guy with somebody that Big Dick Donnie invited, and I yelled at him, was like, you guys, you invited this guy who had genital warts, never again.
For anybody listening, I just started to interrupt. We can work because we're watching each other on camera while we're doing this, and just the people listening can't see this. Barbie is having an absolute Chernobyl meltdown moment on this.
Because I got to tell you, if you have skin tags, or you have warts, don't go to parties. Yeah. Don't let anybody see your dick. See that.
Yeah.
That is the most hideous human thing. And then you just lay it out there like we're supposed to, oh yeah, that girl, she'll come right.
Because I'm in the lifestyle, I'm supposed to fuck this thing with skin tags.
No. And I wouldn't do it to somebody else. If I had that kind of growth happening down there, I wouldn't put myself out there.
I'd stay home.
Oh my God. What do people think though? What do they think? I don't know. Or do they think? Do they just not care?
I had forgotten about that until I was like, oh yeah, there's a couple times when I've been in a group situation where something's popped up and the sexual emotional intelligence, we'll call the guy Walter. Walter from Minnesota had the best sexual intelligence. He was so good. And he was like, I could see on your face you didn't want to do this guy. And he's like, I will protect you. And the rest of the night, he was totally my protector. And he was great. Okay. And I just avoided this guy. I don't think I really saw any other woman that would want to, that was doing this guy. I mean, everybody was, do you remember Barbie long time ago, the guy that had the pig dick that everybody was talking about, the golf guy at the party, with one of the first parties that I went to as a swinger that I went to with Barbie. You're in the bathroom and all the ladies are like, hey, avoid this guy. And I think his code was loves to golf or something like that was what his couple's name was. And they're like, hey, avoid that bald guy that loves to golf because he's got a pig stick. And I turned to the one woman and I said, what do you mean by pig stick? And she said, it is so little and it's like twisted. And she goes, you do not want to waste your time on that guy.
Damn.
So all the girls in the swingers club, in the swingers
in
party.
In the bathroom. We were at the bathroom.
In the bathroom. We were all saying, stay away from that guy.
Word gets around, and if you have a little skinny piggy dick, keep it at home. Keep it at home. Keep it to yourself. Look on the internet. Fantasize, please.
There's a
doll.
There's a different social site for that.
Your
fetishes.
Is not it. Yeah.
At some point, don't you put that on the host to say, hey, why is this person here? At some
this
point.
This was a huge party. It was the party with the pig dick was 85 couples that were at the hotel takeover and everything else. Yeah. Okay. So he paid. So the host was going to take it because he paid. Now, the other party with the singles, with the swingers that were, you know, the 50s and over swingers that were taking over the cabins and stuff. There was, I remember he said he was local to the area. So in their defense, he had probably answered something on the call out for a party that said, hey, we're on SLS or on C4P, hey, we're having a party, you're invited, come. This guy walks in. Now, I don't I didn't see him the rest of the week. So I bet you it was a one and done. That guy is not getting invited again.
I see.
Man. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I guess you got to be pretty comfortable with your own body to even put it out there.
Yeah, if he's got warts all over it, I'd just stay home.
It was
nobody wants that.
They were hanging down. It wasn't like a wart is like just a blood. They were these, it was like it was raining skin. You know, it was just like tingling.
I know exactly what you're talking about. No. Ew. No, I'm sorry.
Yes, I agree.
Sorry.
Hey, and you know what?
The guy getting stuck out naked, that's a pretty good story, but it just kind of, when I look back on all the stuff that we've done, yeah, there have been some times when you're like, I'm not fucking that guy.
Mm-mm. And I'm sure there's some kind of medical procedure you could get to take those off. So, I mean, if you really were serious
they make home kits.
Okay, see, so you could, you know, it may not be the most pleasant experience, but if you could clean that up a little.
No, if I'm trying to serve my sack to other women, no, I'm it's grooming.
He was married, so why doesn't his wife tell him? You know, does she? I mean, I bet she was happy to be at the party if there's a bunch of actual guys the fuck that didn't have skin tags.
Oh god, you
know, like we're going to this party so I can fuck somebody who's got a real dick, you know, doesn't have this stuff hanging off of his dick.
Although maybe it feels like a French tickler.
I wasn't trying. I just visually, and it wasn't even. So here's the thing is, if it would have been near my pussy, would I have seen it? Would I have let him do it? Probably, because I wouldn't have seen it. But this position was something that was right there on my ear. My right ear was here's the dick coming into your peripheral vision. And you see this. And it wasn't a very big dick. You see this dick, and then you see these huge balls, and this, like, it looked like a child's toy, you know, that had the little.
It could have been that bullfrog thing.
Like, you know, like dog balls.
I'm with somebody who said you missed out. I'm on that side. I think you could have got a probably mediocre or less quality fuck while getting your butthole tickled.
Stop.
No, I know. That's bad.
There's a lid for every pot, and all I can say is I was not that this pot for this guy's lid. Uh-uh. I was not. Mm-mm.
And he needs to be a truth in advertising of that pot.
Yeah.
You know, you need to put some pictures out there and let people choose.
Now, you do know that we're kink shaming the women who like the skin tags hanging off guys' balls.
It's probably a website.
That's got to be the smallest subset.
If that's really your kink, more power to you, honey. All I can tell you is, God, in the middle of a sex orgy, I do not need to see this. Uh-huh. It is abnormal.
No. Absolutely not.
Oh, Barbie is traumatized.
I am. But I also got to tell you, I have been to a few parties where I thought, have you looked in the mirror? You know? Because some people do come to the parties and they haven't done one damn thing to even try.
In those
to even
parties,
try to be attractive.
There was always the woman that shoves herself into the fishnet stocking thing that should not have stuffed those rolls of sausage into that fishnet outfit, right?
Now, you know, I'm okay with that. If you're okay with that, you know what I mean? If that woman's out, or if she's comfortable in
there's
her
own skin,
I'm okay.
There's one in every bigger swingers party that we went to.
Yeah.
Where we,
mine's
where we
when the woman comes in her Disney shirt, or she's got like a bear on there, and maybe just, you know, a pair of jeans, and she's at a party, and you're like, could you even, you know, try?
So I don't know. I think I would like the t-shirt with the bear and the jeans better than the fishnet stuff and fatless fishnet stuff. There's one of those in the bigger party,
everywhere.
Every party that we've had. Every one of those. And it's a matter of, because there's always the comb over guy, which has his hair that's so combed over that in the middle of fucking, and you, it's always my joy to go over and find that guy and blow him to the point that I can make him flip his hair back so we can see who has the longest hair of the comb over guy. Because I will always seek out the comb over guy to do that.
You mean Trump?
Oh, we're not getting political here. But I'm just saying something very similar. The guy that you know, he thinks it's really hot, the fact that he showed up with his own hair. But it's so combed over and long, obviously, that it's so stupid. So it's my total joy to go over there and either dance with him or grab his dick and play with it to the point that I flip his hair back over. There was also, now I know I've told you guys all the Big Dick Donnie stories, but for those of you who are listening, the character Big Dick Donnie is real, and Big Dick Donnie has a toupee, and he doesn't think the rest of the world knows he has a toupee. We all know it, but he has a toupee, and he wants us all to think that he doesn't have a toupee, and so the fastest way to get Big Dick Donnie to stop doing whatever he's doing is to try and run your fingers through his hair.
That's fantastic.
For all you girls out there that run into Big Dick Donnie at the party, touch his hair. Now, I will tell you, at the party last weekend, it was so hot. This guy, he's listened to shrimping. He knows that sucking on my toes is the thing to do. He also knows that he will during sex, he will say to me, give me your fingers, and he will ask for two fingers and he will suck on my fingers. And it's almost the same sensation of shrimping, and it's really hot in the middle of sex that he does this. And last week he leans over and whispers, it's Jay and Kay, it's our other couple that's the party of six. Okay. Jay and Kay were there, and Jay says, grab my hair. And he's got short hair. And I'm thinking to myself, really? And he's like, yeah. And I reach behind and I pull on the back of his little short hairs on his neck. Ooh, that was so fun. It was like turning the knob up on his dick and making it three times as hard. It was so awesome. So whenever that guy says, grab my hair, and really means it to pull on your hair, I'm in heaven because that's where I am. I dig that, definitely. Look at Diablo taking notes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all right.
I got a list.
Okay, I think we've talked enough. Maybe we'll put out for a vote. It's going to take, we're a couple of episodes ahead in terms of recording, so it's going to take a while for the listeners to actually hear this about the waist anal beads. So if you have a suggestion that's better than the ones that we've come up with, you know, I think. What did you say? Bum beads? Is that what you said, Roger?
Bum bling.
Bling.
Yeah. Bum bling. Bum bling. I like it. I'm sure we can do something.
Idiots.
Right. We could do some marketing with that, right?
Right.
Anyway, if you want to send us a note and you have your suggestions for those beads, go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. And again, thank you if you've made it through the end of this. I love our discussions. They are totally unplanned. They are unscripted. We don't even know what each other's stories are that they're bringing into this. So I like the way the porch goes. And I'm glad for all of you flies on the wall that have made it through here this time. And if you want to be a part of the cast, then you just let us know and reach out to us. And we'll see if we can, if you're interesting and you want to talk to us about stuff, we'll try and keep you anonymous. And I thank you, Diablo, for coming again, as a guest. But I want to make sure that all of you listeners that are out there, that you share this with your friends on the down low, and please come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.